Vilnatska Banja in Serbia in World War I. Schoolmistress Nada and an officer named Velja are lovers. They often meet on a bridge in town. But then Velja has to leave for war in Greece. Velja never returns. Some say that he fell in love with another girl, others that he got killed. In any case, Nada dies of a broken heart. Many young women in Vrnatska Banja then affix a padlock to the railings of the bridge in order to secure their love. The bridge is now called Most Ljubavi, the Bridge of Love. Many years later, young people around Europe start doing the same thing in their cities, on the Ponte Milvio in Rome, the Ponte Vecchio in Florence, the Pont des Arts in Paris, the Hohenzollernbrücke in Cologne. Love never dies. Dial Nits, a podcast about the Dutch band Nits. A celebration of five decades of sophisticated music from the Netherlands. Your host, Erik Fakon. An intense period in the life of the Nits. In time for their 40th birthday, the musicians become Knights of the Order of Oranje Nassau, an award for their contribution to Dutch culture. There are celebrations of the past, concerts with the material of the first 10 years of the band, celebratory concerts in Harlem and Zurich, a best-of box set, a Swiss sampler with 51 cover versions, a second live album named Hotel Europa in 2015, and there is also new material, the album Malpensa from 2012. The stories on this album come from many towns and sail across centuries. Love locks, symbols of eternal love on European bridges. Long-distance love in Germany. She lives in the city of Wuppertal, where the suspension train is the town symbol. He lives in Berlin, once a divided city, now a metropolis in the snow. Way past midnight, Dutch rock star Herman Brood walks down the middle of the street. On August 7th of 1974, Frenchman Philippe Petit walks between the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center in New York City. Centuries earlier, 1338, Allegoria e defetti del buono e del cattivo governo, Allegory and Effect of Good and Bad Government, is a series of three fresco panels by Ambrogio Lorenzetti from Siena. The songs on Malpensa are just as diverse as the stories. There are intimate, subdued vignettes, but there is also room for an extended jam. Malpensa is an interesting mixed bag whose charms need a bit of time to discover. It is not as immediate as its popish predecessors.
We were searching, looking,
yeah,
and not always lucky to find the best thing. I don't know, you have to, yeah. You have to be peaceful about it. You cannot mend it all the time.
No.
And you take a road, and then you try to follow it. But it's full of surprises and full of holes.
But it was quite an adventure to go to, yeah, Italy. And I have good memories of the recordings,
yeah, absolutely,
and everything.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Lovers in Florence, walking on the bridge, locking their love locks, sealed with a kiss, throwing the key into the unknown. Love never dies. Lovers in Cologne, on the Hohenzollern bridge, locking their love locks. Forever man, throwing the key into the Rhine. Love never dies. Love never dies. Dies. Porte de la Chapelle, Porte de Lila, Porte de Bercy, porte d'Italie, porte d'Ophie, porte de Clichy.
First of all, it was recorded in three different places. We wanted to see what it would do to the band if you would record, for instance, in Italy, Castelburio, or at the studio of Kite Man. And of course, we recorded songs at the Werf. And they all sound sort of different, but for me, this morning I played. Of course, because I was very curious. But I very much like about the album is that we did very, very nice things, I think, among the three of us and the four of us with the electronics. We used much more really electronic sounds, but they were all sort of warm. They were very friendly and, like, for instance, Love Locks or the sort of witty Five Fingers. It's really, I like that very much.
And if I remember well, we started the whole recording using all the synthesizers we had in our studio.
Big tables
in the middle.
We put tables in the middle of the Werf studio, and we went up to the famous attic to look for old stuff. And we asked people, I remember that some came in with an old Roland, and we just put it on the table.
And tried it. Yeah.
And we worked on electronic songs.
Yeah.
And some of the sounds are going through the album. We didn't finish complete songs that way, let's say the Kraftwerk way. I think because we moved to Italy.
Yeah.
Which ones are the ones recorded in Italy then? Because it doesn't say so, I think, on the cover. Well, Bad Government is clear where that was recorded, but...
Kaitman,
So I think Lovelock, I was behind the piano outside the castle. There's even a photograph of me sitting there with the microphone.
Yeah.
I don't know if we ever used it, but I think parts of it.
It's a good question. Which songs did we record there?
We didn't.
Man on the Wire. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
We recorded in Italy. Five Fingers.
Five Fingers.
And even Big Black Boats, I think.
The Poor.
We did.
But Blue Things, for instance, that was really a very recording.
So synthesizer heaven.
Yeah.
How many synthesizers did you find upstairs?
Well, there are photographs of it.
Yeah.
I don't know, but a lot. Probably we had 10 or 12.
Yeah. We had three tables in a row and they were all on both sides.
Very, very old ones that hardly work, the old Krumar.
Yeah.
The Krumar was a synthesizer I used in the days of Tent. And it was
intunable.
It broke down. That's why it was in the attic. but it made sounds.
Yeah.
Sounds that were not to be controlled.
Unforeseeable stuff. Yeah. But why would you pull out the synthesizers? Just out of curiosity, what sounds would come along?
Yeah. Maybe in the back of our minds, go away from the acoustic and try it from the other way around.
Yeah, like we did years ago with Ting.
Yeah.
Then we decided to only use the piano and the classic percussion and vocals.
Yeah.
And in this case, we wanted to start with only the synthesizer, the keyboards.
Yeah, and I remember
and your electronic.
I made quite a few loops.
So
I remember I asked permission to have a week to make loops. I just sat down with my laptop and recorded and processed sounds and made loops out of it, for instance, Love Locks. Yeah.
Yeah, the many sounds that you made that keep appearing in songs.
Yeah.
Not only on this album, but also later.
That's
kind of echoes from this session.
I made loops
that keep appearing.
And they were not loops like three bars or four bars. They were sometimes like, let's call it just the number 17 bars. And then it would start again. I made loops. So I thought it was very interesting to see what they would do if this loop would start. And then they would just start this sort of song pattern. And all of a sudden the loops just jumped to the one again. And then they went on with their harmonic thing, but the loop changed.
Yeah.
And that made sometimes for a very interesting tension. Because normally, as a drummer, if you don't take care, you tend to flow with your players, and it gets sort of I think boring is a big word, but it's, let's say, predictable.
Yeah, and in
this case, it was, you couldn't, in the beginning, they didn't know what was coming.
I
think you did very well there. Sorry to say this, but but you just kept on playing. Really nice.
It's true.
The album, I think it was also more or less the start that I used more of my iPad for like five fingers. I already made this recording on the iPad, and then I showed it to you. I think we used parts of it that we sometimes did.
I think that came from the iPad.
Yeah, that was an iPad broke. So that was for me was finding out how to work with this simple machine, because it's the most simple GarageBand recording. It's a sketchbook, and I was not afraid of the sketchbook anymore.
No.
It is just okay. Nice sounds.
Let's do it.
And go on it. Yeah.
Egyptian reggae as done by the Nits.
It is.
I like that.
And of course, I'm still quite happy with the lyrics. I mean, they're completely crazy. Course, in a way, they refer to the revolution that was going on in the Icelandic countries. But I mean, the image, I spoke five fingers. What is the image? Later on, I found out that it looked like the paintings of Philip Guston. He used to be an abstract painter from the Rothko circles, and then he started to do very realistic paintings with smoking cigars and still lifes. Those paintings were also in my head. So then I said, I smoke five.
I always thought it was a brand of cigars. That was
okay.
Five fingers in the Egyptian jail.
I think that's
a brand of cigars.
I smoke five fingers in an Egyptian jail. Singers forever on my trail. I left my money in the Valley of Kings. His voice is haunting me, and in my head he sings. Square with your pretty black dress, see your eyes, and yes, yes, yes. Let the window open in the pale moonlight. I was looking at the green eyes of my bride. I smoke five fingers. Egyptian jail. The following singers forever on my trail. Egyptian jail.
Schwebebahn is another one. Does this version start with the synthesizer of
Casio?
The Casio.
It's true.
Yeah, it's true.
We were looking for it.
Yeah.
Listening to it. And then we imitated the sound.
Paul found it.
Yeah, Paul found it. We were talking about 3-0, and then he
of course, click.
In a split second, it was on the headphones.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good sound. That's a good sound.
Yeah.
And it's very German, of course.
It's very German,
quite.
Winter in Berlin, weiße Straßen, weiße Nächte. Man geht durch den Schnee um die Ecke der Schillerstraße in die schwarze Winternacht. Nacht und Nebel sind seine Freunde, wo ist, ist sie nicht. Bahnhof Zoo, kauft eine Zeitung, ein Schwarz-Weiß-Bild auf der Front. John F. Kennedy und Willy Brandt. Deine Stimme. Deine Stimme. Sommer in Wuppertal, sie ist soeben eingestiegen. Sie sitzt am Fenster der Schwebebahn. Die Sonne läuft auf ihr Gesicht.
And your recording made live in the Schwebebahn, natürlich. Ausstieg links.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was not exactly the Schwebebahn. It was the S-Bahn in Berlin.
Yeah, genau.
Yeah. But true. I had it in my video.
Yeah.
The famous man in all the trains and metros and S-Bahn. There's only one man. Ausstieg. You can do it better. Your German is much better.
No.
Ausstieg links, which is very handy when you are when you want to leave the train.
Don't get out on the wrong spot.
No,
Schwebebahn. You never know. But anyways, it struck me as funny that all of a sudden there's a German lyric as well, referring to Berlin and actually your old friend Hermann Brod.
Yeah, he was not really a friend of mine, but we all knew him, Robert Jan, even better.
He lived at the same place.
And we met him. We met him and his band in Berlin.
Yeah. It was really funny.
We played in the same places, like Quasimodo.
Yeah. We went there to see Hermann and the band, and we were already pretty late because we played ourselves or something.
And then we
got to the place and we found out that Hermann wasn't there yet, and the band was waiting in the dressing room.
Yeah.
And we had a talk with the band, and but no Hermann. And after 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, and so we decided to go to the hall and
watch
in the public.
Yeah.
And then suddenly Hermann appeared on stage. He said, "Oh, it's always waiting for this band."
Later that night, it was winter in Berlin. I was in my hotel room in the Kantstrasse. I remember that.
Yeah.
And I was looking outside at snow, and there was this man walking in the middle of the street with a long coat, and that was Hermann. And actually, that was the last real image I had of him, because years later he died. He committed suicide, of course.
Where is your love? Your love is gone. Cannot find it anymore. Where is your soul? Your soul is gone. I cannot find it anymore. There used to be light in your eyes. Covered with ice.
is gone. I cannot find it anymore. There used to be light in your eyes. Now bankers and robbers keep stealing your pride.
Bad Government, one of the longest songs in, if not the longest, in the history of the band.
I guess. Yeah, was it 7 minutes, something like this?
Yeah. It, also.
7:46.
Quite an experiment. Sounds like a jam session with extra people.
Mm-hmm. It was.
It was.
Yeah.
We worked very long on it.
Yeah, we went to the studio of Kite Man,
yeah.
A famous Dutch musician, a trumpet player, and the leader of one of the biggest bands we had in Holland, an orchestra, the Kite Man Orchestra.
Yeah.
Very popular.
Yeah.
And they had this working place in Utrecht, this old factory, or comparable with a werf, but 10 times larger. Yeah, we worked there. We were a little bit lost because everything was quite old.
Analog.
The technique was analog. But we wanted that. We liked to work with Kiteman because we met him during a live performance where he, at the last moment, we asked, could you play a little part in the Dutch Mountains?
Yeah.
And he did.
In the middle,
he came on stage.
Without rehearsing.
Yeah. That's what we thought, well, let's give it a try. We did several things.
We recorded more stuff there. But I don't remember really what it finally came on the album.
Probably only the Bad Government.
I think so. When I remember well, we played it live there. Later on, I think we took a part of the drums and made a loop out of it. Or maybe we even went back to the loop we already had and used recordings we made at the Kytopia studio and put it on top of this. It was quite a complex process before we really sort of grabbed the song.
Yeah, I remember we went to that place because everybody was talking about like it's analog and the way they use the analog stuff is very well done. But I was sort of a bit disappointed while being there. I guess we all missed the new techniques that we use a lot, like take a piece of that, take a piece of my heart, and it was a sort of clash for me. We came here for this analog thing, but it might not be our thing.
No, but we tried.
What's the most jammy thing outside of Two Skaters that you might think? But Two Skaters is still more of pop structure. This just goes into this long, extended workout, instrumental workout, which is a different process.
It was more power and energy, and that's always hard when it's such a long song.
To keep it up, how to keep it going, keep the tension and interesting.
Once again, the NITS tour concert halls, TV and radio studios. In this early interview after the release of the album, the journalist notes that there is a lineup change. Robert Jan is not on stage.
Ja, net in een nieuwe samenstelling. Henk, wat is er aan de hand? Spannend.
Robert Jan is geblesseerd. Hij heeft een infectie in zijn hand en kan voorlopig niet spelen.
Nee.
En gelukkig vonden wij Titia, die vroeger al een tijd bij ons speelde. Titia van Krieken.
Ja.
Om ons te helpen.
Ja, dat is mooi. En ja, Robert-Jan is er wel. Dus,
Henk says Robert-Jan has fallen ill and is temporarily replaced by former member Tietje van Krieken, which they are very grateful for. Robert-Jan himself is in the audience. He has an infection in his hand, a terrible thing, which makes it impossible for him to play. On the other hand, he can now watch the band, in which he still is a member, perform live on stage.
So many blue things in this world, sky and the river and the sea, you love to me. Love to me. I was a soldier in your time. I had a river in my spine, a sky and a sea. You loved me. That's when the rain stopped, that's when the snow fell, that's when the sun came through the clouds. That's when the rain stopped, that's when the snow fell, that's when the sun came through the clouds. There's so many blue things in this world, sky and the river and the sea, you love to me, love to me. That's when the rain stopped, that's when the snow fell, that's when the sun came through the clouds. That's when the rain falls, that's when the snow falls, I have to fall for you sometime.
Heet Malpensa, The Nits, live in het muziekcafé. Geef ze nog een applaus.
Robert-Jan's Tips returns and the Nits start out on European dates.
Bonjour, Pierre Arditi, j'ai presque trouvé
one stop
votre
is at the French radio show On Va Tous Y Passer. Guest star is the very famous actor, Pierre Arditi.
Ils ont déjà sorti 25 albums, ils sont un peu les Rolling Stones hollandais. Leur nouveau
the moderator compares the band from Holland to the Rolling Stones for their longevity. The song The Nits will play is inspired by Frenchman Philippe Petit, who on the 7th of August 1974 walked on a high wire between the two towers of the World Trade Center, 417 meters above ground. Man on a wire.
Sur un fil, les deux tours du World Trade Center en 1974. C'est les Nits.
Les Nits sur France Inter en direct.
The world down below, walking on a wire is easy, 'cause there's one way to go. Truck on a street looks like an orange pizza. I hope I make it, I cannot make it, losing my life. Broadway, standing on Green.
to the tower. Shut is falling, everybody shut. Man, oh, I looks like an orange beetle. I hope he makes it. He cannot make it. Horns of the cars and the bird. I will fall like a stone. I'm a man on a wire, so leave me alone. It's so quiet, quiet up here, living my life.
Marion, j'ai l'impression que ça vous plaisait bien.
Oui,
ça me plaît beaucoup. Oui, ça me plaît. Et ce qui me plaît encore plus, c'est que la voix, très souvent chez Jean-Pierre.
Pierre Arditi is asked about the Nits, and he is very positive. Especially one thing: the young voices of these people are remarkable.
Vous avez compris ce que je dis? Non.
Oui.
Non. J'ai dit que c'était très bien et que votre voix, your voice, is.
Young.
He's young, very young.
Forever young. Forever young.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. Merci
live,
beaucoup.
Live.
Merci. C'est la première fois que je vous entends parler anglais.
Oui, et la dernière d'ailleurs.
The Young Voices of an Old Band, which celebrates its 40th birthday. First was a series of concerts where they play the repertoire of the first 10 years, from Yes or No to Adieu Sie Bahnhof. They become Ritter in the Order von Oranien-Nassau, Knights of the Order of Oranien-Nassau, and they release a best-of album, a 3-CD box called Question Mark. Traveling as an essential part of life and music. Rarely was this more evident than on the following live double album Hotel Europa, which makes it a central motive. We travel with the band through 24 years of concerts in different cities, with differing lineups. Hotel Europa follows in the big footsteps of Erk, the very successful live album from 1989. Live recordings 1990 to 2014, a long stretch of time with a lot of music to choose from.
Endless lists.
Endless, endless, endless.
Yeah. Getting 11 versions from Paul to decide about.
That's really, really very hard, very tough to do.
But what did you start with? Like, this is a list of songs that need to be included on this new live album, and let's see where the best versions are, or?
It should be the next step after Erk. So it's not a copy of Erk, but then years later, though, it should also be new material.
Yeah.
And then the places were important. I thought
that would be something.
As a concept, yeah.
As a concept, to take a Helsinki recording and places were really important. It's also the title.
European Hotel.
European Hotels.
Fans seem to prefer Urk by far. And I'm always wondering why exactly that is. Because the second one is very interesting also for the change of formats. Different bands, different approaches, different eras of the band. I thought it was a pretty interesting album.
It is. I always like the package.
Yeah, it's a good collection.
It's absolutely very adventurous. Also sound-wise. But it's not one unit. It's not one atmosphere. Maybe that's the problem for some people. They want one sound, or they want something comfortable.
Maybe it has to that Urk was released on the wave of the Dutch mountains and all those things. So we were in a sort of, let's say, a sort of a high. And on the Hotel Europa, we really concentrated on the material from after that and looking for the nice versions and the nice places. But we were not anymore in the midst of all the attention. So maybe that's for some part of the audience makes it a bit more difficult. I don't know. Maybe that's it. I don't know.
But just finding back live recordings of the Giant Normal Dwarf. I liked it very much.
Very much.
What a beautiful dress you're wearing tonight. What a beautiful shoes you have on your feet. Do you remember? It's a long time ago when the summer was green, the winter was snow. Cherry eyes with no pains. Wonder why it always rains. Look at me, I'm getting smaller. Fast at first you're cruel and thorough. You're an oak tree, I'm a flower. You are a giant, and I am a normal dwarf. Through the coal mines of my brain I went. From the chambers of my heart I sent you a tango filled with sweet perfume. To my one outside glove, I will never stick a fool in your eye like the hero of my favorite book. It's been on a shelf, but it's much too high. You are a giant, and I am a normal dwarf. First, I'm getting smaller. I'm a baffle or a mountain. You are a giant.
You are a giant.
And I am a normal dwarf. When I dance with you, I can hold your knees. I will polish you. Stay with me all winter long. And we melt like snow in the last line of this song.
pattern.